From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Iran's state-run television tonight showed extensive interviews with two Iranian-Americans who have been detained in Tehran since May. They face charges of espionage and acting against the national security of Iran. Before the broadcast, the interviews were widely expected to be Soviet-style confessions under duress, expected to show them implicating themselves in anti-Iranian activities. But as it turned out, the two gave mundane explanations of how scholars and policymakers interact in the West. And as NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran, it was hardly incriminating.
The interviews with Hale Esfandiari and Kian Tajbakhsh appeared in the context of an hour-long documentary on the involvement of the U.S. in political change in several countries in recent years, including Ukraine, Slovakia, Georgia, and Kyrgyzstan. Esfandiari is the director of the Middle East program at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington. She described the lecture series at the heart of the program, where visitors gave talks at the center that were attended by policymakers and other interested individuals. Esfandiari also discussed attending conferences at the University of California, attended by former intelligence officials from the U.S. and Israel, among others. Tajbakhsh also explained his background and his activities on behalf of the Open Society Institute, the international project created by the financier George Soros at the end of the Cold War to foster democracy and civil society across the globe. Neither Esfandiari nor Tajbakhsh appeared to be nervous or under extreme pressure. They were interviewed separately in what seemed to be private homes. They wore civilian clothes. Both spoke informally and off the cuff, although occasionally Tajbakhsh referred to papers he was holding. Neither has been seen publicly since their arrests in May. They are facing possible charges of espionage and alleged acts against the national security of Iran. Two other Iranian Americans have also been detained here, but they did not appear in the documentary. The documentary attempted to portray the involvement of the U.S. and of Esfandiari and Tajbakhsh as somehow sinister and secretive, but they each described activities that are quite public and straightforward. There has been some speculation here that they could be released soon after their appearance on Iranian television. It has also been suggested that the Iranian government would like to exchange the four Iranian Americans detained here for several Iranians that the U.S. has in custody in Iraq. But American officials insist they are not interested in such a trade. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.